What's going on, wrestling fans? Welcome into another edition of Near Falls with D-Hall, a wrestling podcast. Today, it is my favorite episode of the year. My favorite project, the Whipio preseason preview. So pumped up to release this to you guys. Just right off the bat, we're doing it a little bit different than we did last year. Last year, I had them all together on one. It was like 3 hours long. It was a lot. This year, I'm changing it up. Each single team is going to have their own little video, their own little episode of the pod. So you won't have to sift through all the other stuff. Super excited for that. We talked to all these different coaches, man. I had 30 guys come on from across AA and AAA, which shattered my goals for this year, which is awesome. So yeah, man, just super excited to release this to you guys. It was a lot of fun. These coaches were open and honest. They had great insight, and for me, man, just to sit down and listen to these guys talk about what they're wrestling, there's not much better in my world. So without further ado, here is the Whipio preseason preview. Thank you guys, love Jens, as always, brought to you by Switch Custom Apparel.
Welcome to the Near Falls Whipio Show, where D-Hall and Kaz are gonna tell you all the things you wanna know. Whether it's Trinity or Spencer Lee or Mr. Kurt Angle, just ask Vinny D, Whipio, Ken and Mac for sure. They got the interviews to serve your soul.
Okay, joining me now on the call, we have head coach of Quaker Valley Area School District, Mr. Austin Heinel. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
Super pumped up to have you on. Had you on before after you guys won the Whipio Championship a few years ago. First things first, man, how's the offseason program going for you guys?
It's been going pretty good. We've been doing a lot of strength and conditioning, which we really haven't focused on too much in the past. And that's been like a good team bonding experience. A lot of guys are excited about it. We got a lot of old faces, new faces coming into the room. A lot of the football players are back in the mix of things. So off season has been pretty, the preseason and off season been going pretty good.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Okay. Next thing I have, man, the college season is kicking off, man. Clarion Open, all these different, these tournaments that are all over the place. What are some of the alumni guys that are out there doing their thing?
We got a couple guys and a couple wrestlers in college, I should say. We have Patrick Kutchum
and non-wrestlers, too, I should say. Anyone who was out there just doing good things in general, you can highlight that because I can't hold it to the wrestlers.
That's all right. Yeah, I'll shout out some alumni here. I'll start with the wrestlers first. That's going to be easiest for me. Patrick Kutchumber, just our most recent graduate. He's a sophomore at Clarion University. He was just competing at the Clarion Open this past weekend. He won two matches, but he kind of got a little banged up, so they, you know, pulled him out his last couple matches just as a precautionary thing. But you know, he's doing really well. He loves it up there at Clarion. We have Jeff Megan, who graduated in 2019. He was a state medalist. He's wrestling at the University of Pittsburgh. And you may have also been seeing him on the amateur fight scene. He's been doing a lot of MMA fights. He's a savage. He just won the amateur belt for 247 fighting championships. Yeah, so
awesome.
Shout out to Jeff. Including with the fighting stuff is J.R. Cazales. He was the same year as Jeff graduated. They're both training together and been doing a lot of MMA, so it's good to
John
see
Rocco, him. Let's go.
Yeah, good to see them having some success. And then we also have Paige Lenhart. She was also a 2020 year graduate. She's wrestling at Tiffin University in Ohio, which is nice. Division II. And I know that she just recently won a wrestle off. So you know, good things are a lot of the QV guys are doing well on the mat and off the mat. Couple others that I'm thinking of. Logan Ritchie is at Duke University starting his freshman year. He's loving it down there. I just recently got to visit him with Super 32 the other weekend. We took a trip over to Duke. That was nice seeing him. And trying to think. A lot of guys doing a bunch of different things. They're like, we're very happy with how a lot of our alumni are doing.
Yeah, man.
After they leave Quaker Valley, a lot of military aspirations. I can go down the list. There's a lot of people pursuing military aspirations. West Point, others. I think there's some other people that
so you were got on the fighting in the ring, though, man. So you got two guys getting after it. What was it like going watching those? Watching your man win the belt.
It was expected. I remember the first time I met Jeff.
It was expected. I love that.
He's a fighter through and through. He's got it in his blood. He on the mat, I could get one or two things on him, but then as soon as we started doing the stand up and messing around with the hands, he was on a world of his own skills wise. So I knew he was going to be one to watch, going into the fight scene. So I'm really happy for him. Him and JR, they're doing a lot of good things.
Good stuff. Okay, getting back into your squad, as the offseason winds down and you start the season up, who are some of the leaders that you found to be budding in your room?
We got a couple, strong returners that have been doing a lot of work in the offseason. Been leaning heavily on them coming into this year. As leaders in the room, Bruce Andercheck, who's going to be a sophomore this year, had a great, strong freshman campaign. He's just a hard-nosed worker. You can't ask for a better kid to have in the room. We have our some of our veterans, senior Jack Gonzalez. He's on pace to be probably, potentially the best wrestler we've had here at Quaker Valley, most wins, state medalist, WIPIO champ. He's always been consistent in the practice room, coming in, getting a lot of work in, leading by example. And we also have Marcus Ritchie, who's definitely been a good voice to have. We have a lot of hard workers, hard-nosed guys that will just kind of lead by example. But Marcus is someone who's pretty personable with everybody. He can, bring people along. He's a good vocal leader. So I'm really happy to have those guys. And we even got guys that, maybe not have as much wrestling ability, but, they're committed. They've bought into the program and, they listen to everything we have to say. They buy into the technique we're showing and, they're very invested in the team. And those are the type of people that you want to have in your program. So like Wyatt Hamm, he's a junior. He's been a rock on the team. He may not be a solid starter yet, but he has a lot of goals coming into this year. And I think I'm excited to see how he does this year, but we have a lot of guys that are stepping up and starting to take initiative in the room.
Love that. Okay, next thing I have any freshmen that we need to keep an eye on coming into your room on your squad.
We got a couple freshmen. I'm curious to see how they'll do. Some of them have a little less experience. We have a couple that. We have one that has a fair amount of experience. He's a little bit bigger, so with him being young and at an upper weight, is Aristotle Haniotis. Just curious to see how he's going to do coming in. He's got a lot of skills. He's got a lot of heart. But being a young freshman going up into upper weights can sometimes be a little daunting. But I believe he's got some skills, and he's going to put some people on notice.
Love that. Okay. Next thing I have, games you guys have in the wrestling room. You guys are kickball school, dodgeball. What do you guys get after in the wrestling room?
We have a couple games in the rotation. We're a big handball team. That's probably our number one.
Okay.
Like, I think we can be, probably the most competitive team in the WIPIO. That's how confident a lot of our guys are.
Okay, so what do you play on the handball on the field there? Are you a facilitator? You goalie? What you get into?
I'm a full court guy. I play both ends of the field.
Nice.
Or both ends of the room.
Right.
I'm a big facilitator. I think I like being a field general or the court general. And when picking teams, everyone likes me picking captains, because usually when I'm a captain, I pick a winning team. So a lot of the guys love it. We've been throwing in a little dodgeball. We got a pretty good dodgeball rule set that's pretty fun. And like World Cup soccer-ish. That's more of like a preseason game, but once in season, it's probably all handball from here on out.
Love that. Okay, good stuff. Next thing I have, schedule. How do you build and get these guys ready for March?
We have a couple new things that we're going to be implementing this year. We have like a, we're really focusing in on our intensity and, you know, quantity of our practices, like, throughout the different parts of the year where we're going to be trying to peak, where we're playing with our intensity levels, trying to, you know, increase the intensity up, you know, on, you know, in certain weeks, you know, dropping it down during other weeks, maybe focusing a little more on technique. So we have a bit more of structure with that instead of just kind of coming into the room and go, okay, hey, let's just get on the mat and wrestle and kind of wing it. We're trying to do a lot more of like measuring. We're trying to, you can't manage what you can't measure. That's what, that's kind of been like the quote that I've been using coming into this year. So we're trying to take a very structured and organized approach coming into the year with the certain events that we have on our schedule now, more individual tournaments, kind of more, less on the dual side, just so we can start seeing some tougher competition in different parts of the area. Like we hit a lot of the Whipple competitions in years past, but now we're taking some trips out to the Panther Holiday out at Mount Aloysius. We're hitting the Trojan Wars out in Chambersburg, and that's going to be pretty exciting. We're going to be doing some overnight stuff with the team. Nice. So I think it's going to be a good way to get us acclimated, you know, when we start doing that stuff, traveling a lot for the regional and state tournaments.
Okay. So what are some of the goals and expectations that you have set for the squad?
I think we're a lot of the guys on the team, we had team meetings and we were asking them about their goals and everyone pretty much was coming up on the same page, which I like to see. As a coaching staff and a team, we're looking to, you know, win the Moon Duels as a team. I think we took second last year to West Allegheny. They're a really tough team. And I think we're ready to try and go out there and bring that first place trophy home. We want to win our county tournaments, the MAC tournament, as well as the Allegheny County tournament. I think as an individual group, that's something that we've always tried to strive for. And then also we want to be in the mix come postseason. Section champions, again, keeping the streak going. We want to, you know, do our best and make a push for another Whipple championship and, you know, make it to the state tournament as a team. You know, we've been doing a lot of firsts with this program, and I know a lot of kids are really excited. They want to, you know, keep pushing for something new. Each class of kids wants to push for something for, you know, the first Quaker Valley team to do this. And the first, they want to be the first team to win a state championship match. So that's something that we're always shooting for. And then individually, you know, we want to take the most kids that we can to the Whipple championships, most kids to the regional championships that we've ever taken, and the most kids to the state tournament, and obviously have as the most state medalists, you know, that we can, and hopefully our first state champion in the future.
Good stuff. Good stuff as always. Okay. Anything or anyone you want to shout out before I leave you go?
Shout out. Shout out to my buddy Zane Johnson. I don't know when this episode's coming out, but he's fighting on he's doing a jiu-jitsu like super fight tomorrow. Nice. Want to give him a shout out. Wish the best luck to him. So
one I missed though, yeah. Coaches, coaching staff. Who are you leaning on?
Oh, it's pretty much the same. The only new one is the Zane Johnson I just mentioned. Garrett Fry is my head assistant, Princeton graduate. He's been wrestling. He's been coaching with us, well, with my dad and I, since we've gotten to Quaker Valley. I have my other assistants, Logan Heinel, my cousin. We have Bobby Pryhockey, who wrestled at Campbell University and Kent State University. He's a great guy to have in the room. And Zane Johnson, who we just picked up. He just moved to the area. He wrestled at Lake Erie College over in Ohio. Kind of got connected with him from my brother. My brother was a grad assistant there. And, you know, he was a national qualifier, I believe blood round twice or maybe once, but he comes in with some experience that, you know, I think we were kind of lacking. He did a lot with Wrestling Mindset. He did a lot of work with them and kind of has more of that insight. I'm not really familiar with that area, but kind of bringing someone in that has that type of experience for the team, I think will be beneficial for them to be able to compete at their best and, you know, have the right mindset going into the postseason and in any individual matches.
That's good stuff. All right. Thank you, Austin. I appreciate your time and hanging out with me.
I appreciate it, D-Hall. You guys are the best.
My man. Appreciate you.